Judas Maccabeus has whipped up the crowd, but he insists the coming battle will not be about the lust for unbounded power, but about the desire for peace with their neighbours, the Syrians. That was Act One of Handel's Judas Maccabeus at the 2012 BBC Proms, with John Mark Ainsley as Judas, Alistair Miles as his brother Simon, Christine Rice and Rosemary Joshua as the Israelitish man and woman, and Lawrence Cummings conducting the choir and orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. Well, on now to the second and third acts. Opening with Israelites celebrating their victory over the invaders, Judas himself insists the praise and thanks are due to heaven alone. But the celebrations are interrupted by a messenger, sung here by Tim Mead, with the news that the Emperor Antiochus has sent an army from Egypt to crush the Israelites. The people weep and wail, but Simon reminds them of the many times the Jewish people have been saved by their God. Then on to the ritual cleansing of the temple in Jerusalem, and news of Judas' rout of an invading army leads into the oratorio's best-known number, See the Conquering Hero Comes, a chorus Handel only added for a later performance in 1750. Judas asks that those fallen in battle should be remembered, and finally the Israelites' ambassador to Rome announces that a treaty's been reached to protect Judea as an independent nation, for which the Israelites give thanks.